from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guardians, just one hit. Yesterday against the Yankees, they fall to Gerrit Cole and the Bronx Bombers. Do you ever call them the Bronx Bombers, Jason Lloyd, who's in for Kenny today?
Never once in my life.
Mitch, that's one of your seven teams you root for?
Nine.
What do you call the New York Yankees?
What I call them?
Yeah. Like, the Bronx Bombers my whole life has been, like, second reference.
I mean, I just call them the Yankees.
You just call them your favorite team.
Backup team. Half-ass team.
So Jason Lloyd doesn't know anything about this.
No, nothing.
It's an introduction. We've gone over it to death. It's a very sad state of affairs. Another sad state of affairs. The lineup. One hit yesterday, and it has gotten ugly. How about Stephen Kwan down to 310? Like, I never thought he was going to hit 400 for the entire season. I know we had somebody chimed in and made some bold prediction that he was going to hit 400. After the first 2.5 months, like somebody nationally, he's down to 310.
You know, he's never hit 300 in his career.
Well, he had a big sophomore slump season.
He hit like 298 as a rookie in 270 something last year. It's only his third year, but he's yet to hit 300. Hopefully he holds on this year and hits 300. Because yeah, I mean, at the halfway point, you think he's hitting 330, 340 this year.
And a batting championship. Like you,
yeah,
you
that were, was in the bag at one point.
It seemed like he just needed to qualify. He just needed enough bats.
Right.
At bats. And obviously, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. Seems like the book is out right now on these guys. Either that or they're just all slumping at the wrong time. But it seems like a long slump now.
Yeah, I mean, the offense, this team's going to struggle to score runs. But the bullpen will keep them in it.
Now, Gavin Williams went 4-3 yesterday, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, did strike out 5. Did you have a problem with when he got yanked yesterday? I saw some people, in fact, immediate Twitter reaction, X reaction, is always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I mean, we had people ready to go tagging the show, saying, "Up, this is a vote mistake. Should have stuck with him." I mean, he was at 98 pitches. When he got rid of him. Nick on the afternoon show yesterday had a big conversation about whether Vogt needs to trust his starting pitchers more, which is a tough thing now because the bullpen had been so dominant. They had been like all-time great. So you could understand why Vogt was always ready to make the move.
I just pulled it up real quick. Gavin Williams has thrown over 100 pitches just once. Obviously, he had what was supposed to be a 2-week injury. And he didn't make his debut until July. But he's thrown over 100 pitches just once this year. Like this, yeah, no, I'm not surprised they pulled him when they pulled him. He wasn't pitching great, and he was at 98 pitches. Where's the controversy?
I think there's been lately, and I've noticed this now that they have been basically a 500 team for a very, very long portion of the season, is that Vogt just has not been able to dial it up as perfect as he had. I mean, it seemed like everything he touched for a long time this year was working. I couldn't believe it. Every time we came in, we're like, give him manager of the year now. Like, yeah. The thing is wrapped up. And we were having conversations. Now, I did call them silly at the time. I thought it was a lot of overreaction, but just vote better than Tito. Like, we got a lot of those, and I'm like, guys, it is a long season, and you need a number of good seasons.
One guy's going to the Hall of Fame. The other's been doing this for 3 months.
Yeah, obviously, it was like the flavor of the month, and it was new, and they were more aggressive. Because I remember every single day, it was a new topic about, I mean, these guys are more aggressive. Look at them on the bases. No bunting. He's dialing up the bullpen precisely how you'd want it. Like early on in the year, everything he's touching is turning to gold. But you knew that wasn't all going to last. It wasn't all going to go swimmingly well.
Right. And, you know, the biggest job of the manager is managing the bullpen, figuring out the bullpen. And then sort of another huge role is figuring out how to keep guys together when it gets hard. And right now they're in it. They're for sure in it, but no one's running away with this thing. The American League is wide open, and this is the most, like, the Yankees are not the Yankees of 10 and 15 years ago. They've got holes. I really like Baltimore. I think Baltimore is really, really good, but they can be got. There's nobody in the American League that I look at and say the Guardians can't beat them in a series. It doesn't exist.
So obviously it would go a long way if you get big time starts out of Gavin Williams. Yesterday got roughed up a little bit to start that game. I make it really the fourth inning they got to him, and then in the fifth is when it really, really went south. Here's Gavin Williams on the type of season he's having.
I mean, the whole year has been a roller coaster to me. I've had good days, I've had bad days, and recently it's been a lot of bad days.
But you can tell, a bunch of guys on this team right now are all looking for fixes. And Gavin, it's been a really, really tough situation altogether for where he had to come in. And you think about this rotation and what you were thinking at the beginning of the year, Tristan McKenzie, Logan Allen, Bieber, and now what they are now. Like, this is not an ideal scenario.
The Williams piece that's really alarming because of how much they need him and what they're counting on for him. You know, I kind of assumed he was going to be their number two starter going to the playoffs behind Bibee, and he just... Whether it was the late start to the year, the arm injuries he had early on, this has not been obviously the season that you expected to have out of him. That's what happens when you don't start your season until July 3rd. Now, there's still time. It's the beauty of baseball. There's always another game, and there's always more time. And he's going to have at least another 5 or 6 starts or so before the playoffs to figure this out and turn it around. And we'll see if he can do it.
All right, Deshaun Watson, a full participant at practice yesterday. So that was some good news after the general arm soreness shut him down the day before. So he was a full participant. Didn't really get much clarity yet on the plan of attack when it comes to him and Jameis Winston for tomorrow night's game, which you can catch right here in Seattle. Ken Carmen will be on the sidelines as well. He is in transit as we speak. You'll catch all of that right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Here's Kevin Stefanski yesterday on the Coach's Show, as heard right here on 92.3 The Fan, on deciding who plays and who sits tomorrow.
You know, we look at this as the preseason, as it's all encompassing. It's practice, it's walkthroughs, it's the games themselves. What do our guys need for a 17 game season? And maybe more if you earn more is kind of the way we look at it. So some need more than others, some don't need to play. That's kind of how we look at it up and down the roster. So we make decisions really case by case on each guy and take everything into account.
Do you care, Jason Lloyd, who plays and who doesn't in the final preseason game for the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, overwhelmingly, no. There's specific guys I think should play. Deshaun should play. I think it's dangerous to go into the Dallas game without him having thrown a pass in any sort of game setting. Like, I think he should play. I don't think he's going to. I think he should.
I don't think he is either. Now at this point, this has been the source of basically every conversation anybody who does this for a living has been having.
Yeah.
I think a lot of fans are having it too. I got to say, from most fans, I know we've got some outspoken people on the app and we've had some calls about Watson needs to play. Most people I talk to don't seem to care all that much. Like, they don't think it matters. Like,
they probably wouldn't care at all if they wouldn't have come out, if Kevin wouldn't have said last week that he's going to play in Seattle.
I do think that...
just shouldn't have said it.
I do think that got people wondering about, is there something going on with his arm, with his shoulder? Like, you know what's interesting? I think Owen is right. Had he never have said, never even opened up the door even a sliver on the opportunity of him to play. I think now fans are like, well, you said he was going to play, but now is there a setback?
Even had he never said anything, I think you'd still look at this and go, this guy hasn't thrown a pass since November. You're not going to play him at all? Really? I think it's curious. I think, is it going to make a massive difference one way or the other? I don't know. But the fact that he's coming off the injury that he has with no real track record of prior history with quarterbacks doing this, you'd like to see him throw a few passes before you get into Dallas and Micah Parsons. But that's just me.
Maybe take a few hits as well.
I mean, he does need to get hit at some point. But you also don't want to expose him to unnecessary hits in a preseason game. I get that.
All right, we'll get into this a little more. 216-474-0092. Are you with Jason on this? That, yeah, you'd like to see Deshaun Watson. Did they set the expectations up when Stefanski said earlier in the week he was going to play? At least that was the plan. Of course, originally that was news to Deshaun Watson.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.